Alma chapter 59. In this chapter, we learn of Moroni receiving the epistle of Helaman, and he's happy to see that happening in their land. But in his land, he's not doing so well. About this time, the Lamanites have sent a tremendous army against the people of Nephi-Hah, and they have been taken, and they've taken over that part of the land. And the main reason is that for this happening was that Moroni had thought that Zarahemla had sent reinforcements up there, but they hadn't. And so he's beginning to be stricken by the same problems that that Helaman had felt, in that the people in Zarahemla are not responding. He also, though, even though he hasn't received the reinforcements, in verse 11 he says that the reason they lost these lands was because of the wickedness of the people. And so they begin to see that there is wickedness amongst the Nephites. And so, as I repeat, this wasn't a good time. This wasn't a time when we had people who were following the Lord and doing what they should, and then all of a sudden the Lamanites came upon them. You know, the people were ripening in iniquity, and we could feel it in there, in that even in their leaders, they did not fully turn to Christ. Well, at the end of this chapter, Moroni then expresses that his anger at the government for their indifference concerning freedom. And the reason I point that out is today that no one really cares about the concept of freedom. As long as we're prospering, then that's all they care about. But freedom has no meaning to the government or to the people. And as we see here, this was what was bringing about their destruction, because that was the last refuge of where they could count on getting the support of the Lord, and that is if at least they would stand up for freedom.